go through me.
Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody the best, I'm thinking that you should at least be involved with the process. You know what I'm talking about? Carol Chamber, let me favorita. Carol Chamber, let me favorita. And Emily Dunlap is Emily. I said Emily. What's going on, M-E-M? How you feeling? Good to see me some you. Yeah, man, you know, it's one of those things we're going to get into tonight. We're going to get into this tonight. I mean, you know, people be talking about, I wish them all the best. People be talking about their enemies. People be straight talking about their enemies, talking about something, I wish all the best for them. Or somebody that has done them dirty. Yeah, but I wish them all the best. That's like saying, well, we're going to put it in God's hands. You know? There's another world waiting for them, you know, that they can't escape from. There's a war going on outside no one is safe from. Queen Matsu Mayini, Queen Monica Davis is all up in the house. How you feeling, man? Queen Monica, hey, what up, kitty? I didn't see you there. I didn't mean to step on you. I know you ain't eat. I know you flopping around here like a fish out of water. I know. I know. You know you're having a hard time right now. You know what I mean? In desperate need of affection, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's going to be all right. I wish you all the best. People be saying it. And it's nothing, there's nothing worse than when you know somebody doesn't really wish you all the best. They're just saying that shit. Or when you may hear them say that about somebody else that you know and that you care about. You're talking about some they wish you all the best. No, they don't. They don't care about you in the least. And sometimes that's just how it be.
Yeah, they don't give a shit about you. Not in the least. But, you know, there's something that they feel like they have to say. So they go ahead and say it. Yeah, I wish you all the best. You know, I hope your blessings abound. Yo, what happened to that cat you used to be with all the time? You know, y'all was tight. Oh, yeah, you know, oh, that motherfucker. Yeah, well, yeah, I had to stop fucking with him because he or she did such and such, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, I mean, no hard feelings. I wish them all the best. You know, ain't no beef. Ain't no beef. I wish them all the best. I want the best for them. I wish them all the best. You understand what I'm saying? I know that y'all have heard what I've heard. I wish you all the best. I wish you all the best. B-E-S-T. You know, like M-I-S-S-U much. W-I-S-H-B-E-S-T. No, I-W-I-S-H the best. I-W-I-S-H the best. For you? All right. We're going to get this thing popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the arts, the daily go get a mission show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope that y'all feeling like real men and women should also. And tonight we getting into this thing we are talking about when they say that they wish you all the best. Is they just saying that shit? Because it don't cost nothing to wish somebody the best, even though for some people you would think that it was like cutting their heart out. You know, I don't wish that motherfucker the best. I don't fuck with such and such. God is going to take care of you one day. God is going to take care of you one day. And you know that the Lord has the very last say. And God is going to take care of you one day. But I wish you the best. I said, God is going to take care of you one day. But I wish you the best. I said, God is going to take care of you one day. And he has the last say. I said, God is going to take care of you one day. And he has the last say. I said, God is going to take care of you one day. And it's that way. God is going to. Get him, God. So they wishing you all the best and sicking God on you at the same time. Don't tell me y'all ain't never hear nobody do that shit before. They wishing you all the best and sicking God on you at the same time. Jesus is my king, and the king is going to have a talk with you one day. Won't he do it? God is my king has my king is coming. He has something to say to you. Get him, king. Get him. But I wish you all the best, baby. But I wish.
Wishing you all the best and sicking God on you at the same time. What y'all know? My big sis, Robin Ming, is all up in the place. What's going on, ma? What's going on, ma? How you feeling? It's good to see me, son. You. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? How y'all feeling? I hope y'all feeling good. Real good, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, what do y'all think? What do y'all think? When you heard people say to you or to somebody else, I want the best for you. Were they the actual ones? Were they the actual ones who was making anything good for you? Trying to make something the best for you? Were they involved in what they were saying? Or did they just say what they were saying? Because you know what happens. It happens. You know what I mean? You know. Look, I don't mess with you no more. Or listen, I don't really have time to participate or even facilitate or definitely finance this mission or whatever. But I wish you all the best. I want the best for you. People break up with each other. Yeah, but I want the best for you. I wish you all the best. Oh, yeah, I'm shitting on you right now. But I wish you all the best. I've heard people talk about their exes like that all the time. You know what? I wish them all the best. But ain't nothing happening between me and them no more. No. They wishing you all the best, but they cursing you at the same time. At the same goddamn time, baby. So yeah. You know, people will wish you all the best and say that they want the best for you. But when people have said that they wish you all the best and that they want the best for you, were they actively doing anything for you? Were they doing the best for you? Were they involved in the process? Or did they just have something to say? Did it sound like something nice to say in front of a bunch of people? Sometimes it be like that, you know, it's just something to say in front of a bunch of people. It's just something to say in front of a bunch of people. People do it all the time. All the time, baby. All the time. So what's good? What's good? 319-527-6199 if y'all want to call in and y'all want to talk about times when people have said that they wanted the best for you. And you know damn well that they was lying right to your face or lying to somebody else's face. You know such and such don't mess with you like that. You know such and such ain't never had nothing good to say about you. You know such and such barely even speak to you, but they wishing you all the best. What does that mean? You hope I'm still alive? Because when you was in a position to actually make sure that I had better, You took yourself out of that position, or you didn't offer any type of assistance. And I'm not saying that like you owe me anything. However, you said that you was gonna represent you. You have not represented at all. You don't represent. You can't make somebody wish you the best, and somebody wishing you the best can't make you do your best. But it is positive encouragement. It is positive reinforcement. It is something that you can at least say, well, you know what? Such and such may have not been there to physically support me, but, you know, the moral support that I know that they have, you know, they're with me in spirit. They at least care that I win. They want me to win. They can't coach me. They can't train me. They can't help me. They can't finance me. They can't physically or monetarily support me, but you know they want me to be a winner, sort of like being a fan of a sports team. I want you to win. Sure, I wish you all the best. If you win, if my team wins the Super Bowl, NBA championship, World Series, or hockey championship, I'm not going to put no money in my pocket. I don't bet on games. However, it will make me feel like a winner because you're my team. So, yeah, I actually do wish you all the best. I really do. I watch the games on TV, that type of shit. I can't throw on a jersey and get in the game. Not in shape. Not fast enough. Anyway. But I really do wish you the best. If y'all win, then my team wins. We all win. We get a parade out of the deal. Works for me. It's an agreement that we can actually honor. I'll agree to cheer you on. You agree to play hard, strategize, find ways to win. Everybody wins. And the gamblers. And the gamblers. And the gamblers. Okay, let me see what you're talking about tonight. Let's go on in and get real hype. All right. Whoa. T. Carrie Wright says, oh my God, yes, my ex-husband is like that. Oh, he one of those, I wish you all the best, Nick. He one of them, I wish you all the best, nigga. Well, let me ask you this. Does he mean it, though? I'm not going to ask you, does he actually, or did he actually get in there and help? Because that's none of my business. But from your perspective, did he mean well? When he wished somebody the best, did he really mean it? I mean, the least you can do is mean the shit. And you let it come out of your face. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, said, I wish the best of what you rightly deserve. Oh, shit. Woo! Get God on him. 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 Get him, God. Get him, God. Get him, God. Get him, God. Get God on him. 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 Karma, God, and the universe. We do lyric for lyric, verse for verse. Karma, God, and the universe. What's going to happen? And it's a hearse. God and universe and karma. Oh, you might just get harmed. You don't do the right thing for a long time. You're going to get your shit. This word on the dime. It's going down for you. Yo, God is coming through. You are going to pay one day. You ain't got to put no money up. It's not going your way. I said that you've been doing that bullshit. Wishing motherfuckers luck and shit. And use a goddamn lie. Use a hater on the low. And don't even try to lie to me. Try to cast my head. I heard that bullshit. All that you said. You don't have no good heart for nobody. Use a jealous heart, motherfucker. I know you like the back of my hand. And I don't even like the back of my hand, nigga. I know you like the back of my hand. And I don't even like the back of my hand, nigga. I know you like the back of my hand. And I don't like the back of my hand, nigga. I know you like the back of my hand, and I don't like the back of my hand, you bum, Nick. All right. Yeah, my brother from another. I like the way you worded that shit. I ain't gonna hold you. I wish you the best of what you deserve. Oh, shit. Yo, chill. Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me, okay? Thank you. Thank you. You like that cat Mega, but Mega's a boy, and there's a young cat. You old. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, I gotta find a way to make you an internet sensation. All right? So I need you to start popping out on me and shit. And, you know what I mean? Act like a boy. Mars. Okay. Yes. Good kitty, nice kitty, fun kitty. Those are nails. That's skin. Yeah. Good kitty, nice kitty, fun. Okay. Yes. 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 I feel you. Right. Purr. Mhm. You know, you could just jump up here. I mean, it probably would actually solve some things. All right. Okay. Carol says, sometimes people just say things to have something to say, and you know this. And you know this. The thing is, do they know that you know this shit? Or do they figure, well, at least, you know, my mom told me, if you don't have nothing nice to say, then don't say nothing. So I said something nice, and I ain't going to say nothing else. I said something nice, though. Oh, I'm like, all right. You right. My mom didn't tell me that if I ain't had nothing to say, then don't say nothing, though. She said, say what the fuck you got to say. She just didn't say fuck. Okay. And so Joan says, I laugh when people call their ex ugly. I know. Yo, did that happen right after they said that? Mm-mm. Baby beautiful, baby beauty love? What's going on, baby beautiful? Okay, on the Instagram side. Right. Let me see. Bobby Robin Ming says, some people just say it out of jealousy. Mm-hmm. Carol says, no, this ain't cold. I mean, this is that baking soda water I was telling you about. Baking soda water, my man Ja Biggs. What up, Ja? What up, Ja Biggs? All up in the place. Good to see you come through. Glad to see your face. Word. Robbie Mink says, don't say it if you don't mean it. Well, evidently, don't say it if you don't mean it is more like a cliche, too, because people ain't following none of that. They like, look, I'm going to just say what I say. Oh, what's this shit? No. Wait a minute. I thought I had, okay. Let's try this. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. That's better. Trying to get me to share yesterday's show today. Like, no. We got Heart of Courage. Thanks for coming through, Heart of Courage. And Anna Kianis. I hope I say your name right. And I'm probably not. But I apologize. I do. And I'm down. But thanks for coming on through with the Daily Go Get Images Show. And we are talking about when they say that they want the best for you. Are people just saying that? Are they just gassing your head? Are they just saying something as filler just to have something to say? Do people who say that they want the best for you really want the best for you? Or are they just saying that they want the best for you because they want to change the topic or they want to seem like they're not hurt or bitter or hating on you or whatever? What do y'all think? What's your experience with people who say that they want the best for you? Shoot. I mean, some people that you have been directly involved with talking about they want the best for you, and sometimes these are the people who was hating on you more than anybody else. You know, people talk right behind your back and see your face. They'd be like, yo, babe, I want all the best for you. I know you're going to blow one day. Yeah, you're going to reach the top. You got everything it takes. You got the right stuff. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. Hold on. Somebody got a picture of Lil' Kim before she got all the surgery. And they said she was drop-dead gorgeous. Too bad she couldn't see it. She was never drop-dead gorgeous. See, people be taking shit too far. I understand that she got the surgery and fucked herself up. But, you know what I mean? She could have been called Lil' Cute Kim. Drop-dead gorgeous, though? Come on. I mean, slow down. That's a tall order. Drop dead gorgeous. I saw him in concert. I didn't drop dead. And her show didn't make me feel live either. I saw her and Biggie in concert. Show ain't that good. Well, I, you know, God bless the dead and all of that, but Puffy there with all that Versace shit and doing nothing really, just sort of walking around on stage and being there. Like, don't you got a record company? Like, Suge Knight was actually right when he was like, you know, you don't want them all up in the videos, all in your songs and all that, come over to Death Row. About that shit. Puffy was too involved. Like, yo, get out of the way. But he wanted to be a star too. Yeah. But all I'm saying is that she wasn't drop dead gorgeous. But you know what? I wish her all the best. Dead gorgeous. I tell you, man, these internet pictures be having motherfuckers gassed. Oh my God. I'm like, yo, y'all ain't get the memo yet that all this shit is bullshit. They can't live up to them profile pictures, baby. I'm just keeping it. Listen, man. I'm just saying. They can't live up to them internet photos, but I wish them all the best. Do your thing. Just don't do it around here. Yo, off topic a little bit. Did anybody see BMF, the Black Mafia family on Starz Sunday night? I watched it. It was actually pretty good. I mean, I'm like, damn, I'm going to have to wait every week to see the episode. Like, I'm ready to just wait until all of the episodes are finished and just binge watch them shit. I don't like having to wait every week, like, but it was all right. My man Big Meech. Shout out to Big Meech. It was just getting interesting. I got to wait all the way until next Sunday. I'm going to see it now. But yeah, check it out, BMF. It's actually not bad. Especially since it's based on a true story. Based on a true story. People be thinking that when something is based on a true story, that it's actually no. It means that the concept and some of the names are actual. But wait a minute. The way that it happened. No. It's not a documentary. It's not a historical perspective. Okay. So, Job Biggs, hold on. He says, folks can really mean it, but not want you better than them. Oh, boy. Facts, actual facts, baby. Actual facts. Carol Chamberlain says, I don't have stars. I'm going to tell you what, Carol. I ain't had that shit before Sunday night either. You know what? I was messing around on the Fire Stick. And it said, yo, stars for like $3 a month. You know what I mean? Some old crazy discounted price for 6 months. I was like, oh, all right. While I'm at it, I might as well watch Ghost too. You know, Ghost was the spinoff of Power. I wasn't paying for stars to see no Ghost. Only watched one season of Power, and that was the last season. And I didn't feel, they said that the first four seasons was way better than that last season. I'm like, it might be true. But shouldn't that last season make me go and look at all the other seasons that came before? I mean, I still got time. I don't know. I wasn't feeling it. So, yeah, Carol, you can get stars for cheap right now. As a matter of fact, I just saw it on Instagram. I just saw it on the gram. They said $3 a month. $3 a month, and you can see BMF. BMF. But real shit, it was pretty good. I wish you all the best at your job. Motherfuckers talking about something. Yo, may the best man win. I wish you all the best. I want the best for you. Yeah. Okay. Your boss talking about he wants the best for you, but he ain't paying you shit. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Your boss talking about he wants the best for you, but he ain't paying you shit. What is he going to do? Contract out for the best? Because he don't seem to want to get involved in the process. He don't seem to want to get involved in the process. And he could definitely make a hell of a contribution if he wanted to. Look at En Vogue. Look at En Vogue. Oh, shit. Maxine, the youngest? 54. One of them, 59, 57, and 58. Hold on to your youth. I don't know. I guess they trying to say that black don't crack. They look their age to me. Which one is Terry? Mm-hmm. Remember Terry? But wait. Wasn't it Terry that was in Juice? Remember she was in Juice? Omar Epps' girlfriend and shit. who knew she was older than all of us like that? Like, are you damn near 30? Anyway, when they say they wish you all the best, like I said, people at your job talking about they wish you all the best as they fire in your ass. Oh, yo, I wish the best for you, though. Oh, you know, I'm going to give you my cell phone number, you know. Call me sometime. Give me the phone number. Dollar joke. What we talking about? What we doing? I wish you all the best. Family members talking about I wish you all the best. These the same family members that have been shutting you out of shit, that have been stealing from you, that have been hating on you, trying to get with your girl, your man, that type of shit. Brittany Plus. What's going on, Brittany? Thanks for coming through. Probably Robin Ming says. I say, whatever. I hear you. Captain Ming says, can we concentrate on the show without the updates? I hate her. But I wish you all the best, though. Listen, you hating right now. But I wish you all the best. I do. I only want the best. I only want what's best for you. Now, when your parents would say that, you knew that there was some truth to it because they were actually facilitating that. They were actually making sure that they were giving you the best. You know, they were sacrificing for you. Putting in the work, time, effort, money. Time, effort, money, time, effort, money, time, effort, money, time, effort, money. What more can you do? It's proof positive that somebody really does want the best for you. They are steadily on an incline of a positive upgrade for you. You know what I mean? Yeah, no. Let me see. Jabig says, I've said it a few times after a breakup, but actually meant it only because I knew what I put them through. You know what? That's some of the realest shit I've heard today, because I've done it too. I've done the same shit, Jai. Like, I know I was dead wrong. You ain't deserve that shit. So I better wish you all the best, because, I was a little filthy. I was a little dirty. I was a little dirty. Speaking of a little dirty, I've been petting that cat. I'm feeling a little allergic right now. I'm feeling a little allergic right now. This will fix it. Yeah. Don Draper, Madman. Thanks for coming on by. Thanks for coming on through. You know what time it is. You know how we do. Word. Well, if you didn't know, now you know. Now you know. They want to wish you all the best. All the best. Well, do you? When they say that they want what's best for you. I wish you all the best too. You know what? But I believe you. How about that? I believe you. I believe you. I believe you. I believe you. Yes, I do. Narcel says 1-800. No, I don't give a what? And it's actually seven letters. And it's, yeah. That's what's up. And now for a new edition of Celebrity Updates. But you got to see in Vogue. Now, when I'm be sharing the show, you go to the pages of the groups and you see shit. Like, oh, wow. Look at this. A turtle. You know, I see something shiny. It distracts me. You're like, hey, a set of titties. That's pretty cool. This the Please Touch Museum? Okay. See, y'all got to stop supporting Carol. She be doing the wrong thing. Ansel Jones talking about some 1-900 Hustler. That was on Hove last album. Not his last album. What was that, on the Blueprint? Carol Seaman says, okay, I hear you. And Norris said, because I do. Okay. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Ma? What's going on? I wish you all the best. That's what we're talking about tonight. When they say they want what's best for you, but they ain't putting nothing up. They ain't coming on through. They ain't giving money. They ain't talking to nobody for you. They ain't advocating. More than likely, they sitting back in the cut hating that. They saying that they want the best, but all the rest, they said the same thing about, but they ain't helping now. And now that puts you in doubt that they are serious about anything as it involves you. And I'm going to solve this one too. It's a mystery, but seriously, I don't know if they rev. Are you rev? You said that you want what's best for me. But you hating on the low. Not even on the low. How many of y'all know unadulterated haters? People who hate and don't even, they don't make no bones about it. Like, you know, most people try to keep they hate tucked, or at least try to mask it as something else. But some people, they just outright hate. Like, yeah, I'm hating. They might not say that they hating, but they ain't stopping what they doing. That jealous hearted shit. That condescending shit. Trying to play like they aloof. That type. They not doing that. You gonna get the full. You gonna get the full. Hey, yo, I want to show y'all something.
Look, y'all.
Yeah, it got me a candy apple. You know how long it's been since I had one of these shit? Well, it was actually last month when me and my baby went to Great Adventure. But I got me another one. Look, yummy. Right after the show, I'm going to enjoy this motherfucker. No, not now. Just know, right after the show, it's going down, baby. It's going down. Got me a caramel apple. Yummy. I don't like them red candy apples. I don't know about that. I never understood that concept. Like, who thought that this was a good idea? To wrap a Jolly Rancher it ain't taste as good as a Jolly Rancher, but the ripe Jolly Rancher around an apple. Part of the game is that. TK Wright says, where the other two? They evaporated. They evaporated. Look, Monica. Queen Monica came out talking about, so how you going to tease us with that? Look, man, I got the Acaba apple. The other two, I think the pack only came with one. They made it look like it was three, but it was really only one. And this is healthy. Look, it has nuts, lots of protein, and an apple. It's actually very healthy candy. I mean, treat. It's a very healthy treat. Sure, tell myself. I was wondering too. Hush. Hush. It's nothing. It's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Gary told myself he ate them earlier. Actually, I ate one yesterday. See? I ate one a day. I ate one yesterday and two today. One a day. I ate one today. But that was a long time ago. I already worked it off. So the Lord wants me to have another one. He said, finish the pack, Nick. That's what the Lord came down and told me. He said, finish the pack, nigga. Finish the pack. And he wished me all the best. Yes, he did. He wished me all the best. Yes, he did. Wish me all the best. Yes, wish me all the best. Yes, he did. And he wished me all the best. And I know that he's going to see me on through. I said he wished me all the best. Yes, he did. Wish 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 me all the best. Wish me all the best. Yes, he did. Wish me all the best. Yes, he did. Wish me all the best. Yes, check out this 808 bass. Some of the lies you tell. I'm not lying. Don't ever call me a liar when I'm talking about the power of the Lord. You heathen. You heathen ass. That heathen shit you talking about. It's that heathen. Why you heathening? Why? See me desecrating the power of God. Couch Chamber says, I used to make the red ones and sell them for the corner store. Okay. Red. Look, I bought them yesterday. And I wasn't going to buy them, except I went in the market. I went in the Fresh Grocer, and they was like, they just put them right in your face. They was damn near giving them out to you. They was like, look, take these for free, $5.99. I was like, free? $5.99? Free. Cost you nothing. $5.99. What was it, $4.99? I think it was $5.99. Nonetheless, Cass says one so far today. Yeah, I ate one today. I did. I ate one yesterday, and I ate one today. But now it's nighttime, and I don't want them to get stale. I don't want them wasting my money. I'm very fiscally responsible. TK writes on my side, I wish you all the best. Huelo la rata. Huelo la rata. That means I smell a rat in Spanish. Eve wasn't supposed to eat the apple. There wasn't no apple in the Bible. Where y'all get that from? It said it was the serpent. We don't know if the serpent was a snake. But it sure ain't say nothing about no damn apple. That was not the fruit from the tree. And I don't get it. I'm not sure. I mean, really, I'm because in the book of Genesis, it suggests that we were supposed to be, vegetarian. It does. It says it right here. Right here in the book of Genesis. You know. Every now and then I have to break out my handy dandy Bible on y'all. And I had it bookmarked. Let's talk about. Let me see. Hold on. Because first it said, it's suggested that we be vegetarians. Now, here it says right here in Genesis, what is this? So how do you do this? Chapter 1, verse 28. Chapter 1, verse 28, right here, it says, God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. That's what it says. I'll read it again. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. Vegetarians, we supposed to eat it. But hold on. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. I'll repeat, I have given every green plant for food, and it was so. But later on, it gets a little dicey in chapter 8, verse 18. Well, no. Verse 9. Anyway, chapter 9. No, I'm sorry. Chapter 9. Let's just go. God blessed Noah, because he was talking about Noah. God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The fear and dread of you shall rest on every animal of the earth and on every bird of the air and on everything that creeps on the ground and on all the fish of the sea into your hand. They are delivered every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. First, only green plants and the trees with the fruit that has seeds was food. Now all of a sudden, okay, it says, I gave you the green plants, I give you everything, only you shall not eat flesh with its life. That is its blood. So you're not supposed to eat. You got to cook the food. I guess that's what it's. All right, y'all. I'm just saying. The word said that I can eat this apple. It has seeds in it. That's what I was getting into. God has sanctioned and approved for me to eat the caramel apple. And so I will. Caramel has seeds in it. So here we go. Yep, that's right, Taki. I want to make sure that the apple doesn't get stale. Yep, don't want to eat the bad apple. Okay. Emily says, I saw a TikTok that said what is not in the Bible, said what is not in the Bible that people think is. The answer was white people. Hmm. Cool. Someone said, wow. Speak on the passer. Where exactly does it say? Does it say be a vegetarian? It doesn't say it. It doesn't say be a vegetarian. What it says is that the fruit from the trees with the seeds are the food. It didn't say anything else was food until later on. So it's a little confusing. But it says later on that you can eat the flesh, but you can't eat the flesh that has the blood in it. In other words, you can't eat live animals like an animal does. Yet our digestive systems are not built to actually eat or digest meat. So the animals that eat flesh, they eat the flesh while it's alive. And they eat the blood that's in the flesh. We kill the animal, drain the blood, cook the food, and then eat it. That ain't the way a lion does it. You ain't never seen a bunch of jungle animals at a barbecue. Okay. TK Wright says, it got dicey because Mickey Dickies were hungry after smoking out opium. Oh my God, how dare you blaspheme? How dare you blaspheme? I'm just saying. I wish you all the best. And I hope that y'all wish me the best too. But you know, it's a proven fact that in your experience, you're going to find people who just say that they wish you all the best, and they really don't. They don't wish you all the best. They just want to have something to say. They may not wish harm on you. They may not wish any ill will towards you. But to say that you wish somebody all the best, you're not talking about a small... What the hell is that noise? Yeah, you're not talking about a small thing. You know, you're pretty much talking about a big deal. The best? Where do you go from the top? Only down. You can't go no higher than the top. You can't go no higher than the top, baby. DK Wright says, seriously though, have you ever known someone who wished a significant other the best, but they secretly hope that they aren't happy with the next person? Hell the fuck. Yeah. All the time I hear people say it because they're not over that person and they're still hurting and they don't know how to express the pain that they feel, you know, losing that person. I've heard people wish their exes the best a lot of times, and they ain't mean a word of that shit. They didn't even mean the word I. Soon as they said I, it was the whole thing was a lie. That shit died on the I. It died at I. Well, I nah, never mind. Cal's Hamlet says, Taki, yes, I am guilty of it. And they have done it to me too. You got to chill. You have got to chill. I mean, somewhere, you've got to chill. Cal, you got to chill. Why isn't Cal chilling? Why? 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 It's all good, though. Well, when I say I wish you all the best, I be meaning it. But sometimes I be meaning it as long as you ain't the fuck around me. I wish you all the best. Over there, way over there in Pittsburgh, keep going west. Okay, I'm in Toledo. No, farther west. All right, I'm in Cincinnati. No, keep going. Okay, I'm in Kentucky. No, keep going, Tennessee. Keep going. Keep going. Missouri? Go. You get... Keep going. Iowa? No, you can keep going. Keep going. Motherfucker. The Colorado? Go. Go. Arkansas? Come on. Okay, Oklahoma. But you're going too far down south. But go. Keep going west. Arizona. Nevada. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that, y'all. It's like Zach is a that. It's like that, y'all. It's like Zach is a that. It's like that, y'all. Like Zach is a that. Taki doing some. Leave her alone. She's being honest. But what about all the bad she's done? Nobody is down to flog Carol. I'll flog her. Where's my flog stick?
Hey, Crystal. What'd you do with my flog stick? I got to teach Carol a lesson.
I guess I'm going to have to flog her tomorrow. Flog her at another time. It's a delay flog. No, I said Hawaii. Keep going. That's west like a motherfucker. You said you went all the way past California. Japan? Oh, shit. You will be so west, you will wind up east again. Been around the world and I can't find my baby. I don't know where. Yeah, hold on. You know what? Hold on. You know, check this out, Nard. For the people who say that the earth is flat, right? So if the earth is flat, then how come you can't get to, if you go past Hawaii and past Japan and all of that, you'll eventually make it back to the Americas? How come? How can it do that if it was flat? Sound round to me. Cal said, just go to China. China's up north. What, flat earth? Hell no. I ain't in that flat earth bullshit. Cal Chapman said, why didn't do anything to you? I didn't do anything to you. I thought we were cool. We are. Love you to death. What are you talking about? Ugh. Don't you know people who love each other hate on each other all the time? Oh, don't act like y'all ain't never seen no couples that hate on each other. I sure do. Some couples do nothing but tease each other and rag on each other, rib on each other, jones on each other, and bust on each other all day. All day, busting each other's balls all the time. All right, y'all, let's go ahead and do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. We have some birthday shout-outs to you. We have some birthday shout-outs to so. Have some birthday shout-outs to do you know. Huh, we have some birthday shout-outs. Let's go. Birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs. Some birthday shout-outs. Yeah, some birthday. We have some birthday shout-outs to do, y'all. Some people were born on this glorious. September 29th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Javonda Mines. Turning 51 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And also Nakia McIntyre, turning 29 years old today. No relation. But what up, cuz? And also Erica Monroe. Happy birthday to you. And Marie-Ange LaPierre, turning 29 years old today. And DeConte Watkins, turning 28 years old today. And Judith Robinson, happy birthday to you. And my man, going all the way back to the 1985, this was my man in high school, Johnny Lohman, happy birthday to you. And Sharice Johnson. I mean, I don't know. Is that? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Charlize. Charlize Johnson turning 50 years old today. She's in 1971. Get under the gun. 71. Under the gun. 71. Ah, yeah. Let's have some fun. And Tracy Deloach, happy birthday to you. And Latasha Kellum, turning 42 years old today. And my girl, go get a Barbie Hill, C-Say, Bobby, C-Say, Barbara Hill, C-Say, Bobby, C-Say, Barbara Hill, C-Say, Bobby, C-Say. I hope that things are going your way. It's a birthday. It's a birthday. A happy Earth Day. And also, Ali Henderson, turning 27 years old today. And Tanisha Ingram, turning 47 years old today. And Vincent, happy birthday to you, my brother. And Patricia Washington Ross, turning 57 years old today. And my girl, going all the way back to the 1982, Janine Ward, happy birthday to you. And I'll go get her. I haven't seen her in months, but I can't front. I miss her. Sister. Charlene Curry, Charlene Curry, where is Charlene Curry, Charlene Curry, where are you, Charlene Curry, Charlene, wherever you are, I hope that today finds you in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. I want to give a shout out to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. September 30th, I'm sorry, 29th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out. Rock on it to the damn, the rock out. Rock on it to the damn, rock out. Rock on it to the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, y'all. Hey, yo, people going to wish you all the best and always say that they want the best for you and all that kind of stuff. But if they're not active participants or even ones that are in the background, you know, doing things behind the scenes to at least show their love and support, well, then I ain't going to say that your words don't mean nothing, but I am going to say that they don't mean a whole lot. Oh, kitty, poor thing. But it's going to be all right. One way or another, you hang in there, do your thing, and keep your head above water. Keep your head to the sky. All right. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate you. I love you right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night. That's right. We'll be back tomorrow night. That's right. We'll be back tomorrow night. That's right. That's right. That's right. So y'all be good until then, man. I'll holler back at y'all. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I appreciate y'all all coming through, and I appreciate y'all's support. So I know that y'all been wishing me well, and I'm thankful for that. So, Blog Talkers, let me get you on up out of here. No offers. We go bye-bye.